I'm not talking about Fred Jung and Maxwell Jones, buddy. I'm just talking about that crummy meeting and what that nurse and those other bastards did to you. Did in spades.
Did to me?
That's right, did. Did you every chance they got? Did you coming and did you going? You must have done something to make a passel of enemies here in this place, buddy, because it seems they're sure a passel got it in for you.
Why, this is incredible. You completely disregard, completely overlook and disregard the fact that what the fellows were doing today was for my own benefit? That any question or discussion raised by Miss Ratched or the rest of the staff is done solely for therapeutic reasons? You must not have heard a word of Dr. Spivey's theory of the therapeutic community, or not have had the education to comprehend it if you did. I'm disappointed in you, my friend. Oh, very disappointed. I had judged from our encounter this morning that you were more intelligent. An illiterate clod, perhaps, certainly a backwoods braggart with no more sensitivity than a goose, but basically intelligent, nevertheless. But observant and insightful, though I usually am, I still make mistakes.
The hell with you, buddy.
Oh, yes. I forgot to add that I noticed your primitive brutality also this morning. Psychopath with definite sadistic tendencies, probably motivated by an unreasoning egomania.
Yes.
As you see, all these natural talents certainly qualify you as a competent therapist and render you quite capable of criticizing Miss Ratched's meeting procedure, in spite of the fact that she is a highly regarded psychiatric nurse with 20 years in the field.
Oh, yes, with your talent, my friend, you could work subconscious miracles, soothe the aching id and heal the wounded superego. You could probably bring about a cure for the whole ward, vegetables and all, in 6 short months, ladies and gentlemen, or your money back.
Instead of rising to the argument, McMurphy just keeps on looking at Harding, finally asks in a level voice,
"And you really think this crap that went on in the meeting today is bringing about some kind of cure? Doing some kind of good?
What other reason would we have for submitting ourselves to it, my friend? The staff desires our cure as much as we do. They aren't monsters. Miss Ratched may be a strict middle-aged lady, but she's not some kind of giant monster of the poultry clan bent on sadistically pecking out our eyes. You can't believe that of her, can you?
No, buddy. No, not that. She ain't pecking at your eyes. That's not what she's pecking at."
Harding flinches, and I see his hands begin to creep out from between his knees like white spiders from between two moss-covered tree limbs, up the limbs toward the joining at the trunk.